That's the reason why. So, just, I mean, the process is the punishment. The fact that you're dragging him through all these legal loopholes, he has to go to court, he's being embarrassed constantly, they're going to subpoena more of his information and then make that public. I mean, this guy's going to be totally fucked after this. He is. And even if he doesn't go to jail, even if he's innocent, he's going to be fucked. So that's that's the goal. So it's not a waste of resources when you look at the resources that you're not going to have to spend going after everybody else. That's it. And the reason why he's trying to be violent, 86 and alive, which isn't a threat directly, it's a small incitement here, but it's only if it's politically judged. Well, hopefully they do politically judge it, because I think that's clearly what the reason is. Cincinnati, Ohio liberal judge removed from office, sentenced to 6 months in jail, dragged out of the courtroom. Seconds after Judge Patrick Dinkelacker affirmed Tracy Hunter's jail sentence, his courtroom erupted in chaos.
Three, you are due 6 months in Hamilton County Justice Center. Credit one day. Mr. and Ms. Deputy can take her away.
A woman who seemed to run to Hunter's defense was quickly taken into custody. Meanwhile, Hunter fell limp in the arms of a deputy who ended up dragging the former juvenile court judge away from her outraged supporters.
That's the right kind of justice, I'll tell you that. Oh, that's the right kind. I think it should be worse. Only 6 months, that's it? Only 6 months. Jesus. So finally, we got these bitches getting arrested. Holy fuck, finally. I'm so glad to see this. And how worth asking such a place and how such absurd views became mainstream. Yeah, even Elon Musk was talking about the archaeologist clip.
That video is years old. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
Which I'm very glad to see this. I am. Here we go. Did she get this far, though? I don't know. She could have got longer, yeah.
We realized there was a boy on the team. And let me just say, this person is 18 years old. So he's a grown man at this point that was playing on a JV basketball game with 14 and 15-year-olds.
So you got a grown-ass man playing with 14-year-old girls, and he's trying to go into their locker room?
So I went up and I talked to the athletic director, and I said...
He's talking about Trump.
Can you tell me if that's a boy on the team? And he said, I'm not going to, you know, say we do not discriminate based on sexual identity. And I said, well, President Trump just yesterday signed an executive order saying there's no boys or men in women's or girls' sports. And he said, we do not have to follow that. We follow Washington state law and WIAA. So once that happened and I realized that Francis was sitting out, it wasn't until towards the end of the game when there was a lot that went on between.
See, this is the part that a lot of people don't understand, is that they have this fallacy that they think that if you make a rule and then people don't follow it, you like, well, what do we do now, right? This is the reason why I am so aggressive with the way that I think that things like this should be approached. It's because I recognize that these people only respect that form of aggression that is done to them. That's the reason why.
The time that we realized there was this boy on the team, and when she was leaving, she was so mad, she felt like she had been exposed, and it was just a terrible situation. She walked by and said that you're a man. She was so frustrated in the situation, and that is why she has been now charged with bullying, harassment, and intimidation for misgendering this person.
It's so easy to solve this problem. It is so easy. I think that people are becoming more willing. Like, I see a lot of the comments that I'm just reading, like sentiment. I think that people are becoming a lot more willing to approach things from my perspective. I do. And I'm very happy to see this. It's gonna have to be a lot worse, but I'm glad things are moving in that direction. They take off a lot of wood chippers? I wouldn't put in any wood chippers. No reason to do that. I think you're too soft sometimes. Yeah, I am. It's a TOS on Twitch. Okay, there are some things that I can't say what my opinion on it is. I'll be honest. Like, there are a lot of things like that. But what is this? Oh, here we go.
Commit a crime, let's say in Oregon, and they're an illegal immigrant, and sometimes these crimes are heinous. And in years past in the previous administrations, they would call ICE and ask them to deport, and they wouldn't. And they would eventually wind up in, say, like Washington State, Seattle, another sanctuary jurisdiction, only to find out that same criminal illegal alien committed another crime there, and it was a sanctuary policy that attracted them there. The easiest way to get rid of sanctuary policies is maybe we should start charging the politicians with crimes that vote for the sanctuary policies and make them accessories to whatever crimes are committed by...
This is the exact thing that I've said. This is the exact thing.
Legal immigrants in those jurisdictions, because to me they're absolutely complicit.
It's just wild to me that he doesn't see. I like the craziest thing about this form of news consumption is that he doesn't see like how much of a sucker he is, right? Like, this is like the exact type of person who will grow up and get scammed when he's older or whatever. Like, he's such a sucker for being fed slop that makes him feel so good. But he thinks he's like consuming news. He thinks he's getting informed. He thinks he's passing this information off to his audience. He doesn't know anything about any of the underlying cases. He doesn't know anything about the law, about any of these cases. He doesn't know anything about, like, literally, like, not a single actual fact. It's just slop that's being fed to him through the Twitter algo. He clicks the video. It makes him feel good. And then he passes on the good feelings to his audience. And then it just, and then repeat. Like, scroll to the next one and just, this is one of the lowest forms of human, like, intellectual engagement, like engaging your brain. This is like the lowest form of brain engagement. This is like rage pornography for your brain, and he's gooning to it every single fucking day. Holy shit.
In the crime, because it never should have happened in the first place, but for those sanctuary policies, but for some politician voting, thinking that that's okay.
Exactly. Do you believe in providing some level of force equal to that if someone is doing that force? Just curious at all. I don't believe in eye for an eye. I think that the moment somebody tries to take your eye, you should take everything you can from them. There's no reason to ever try to match force with a person who is...
Yeah, I was going to say, he's going to say, not eye for an eye, all of their eyes, take everything!
That the moment somebody tries to take your eye, you should take everything you can from them. There's no reason to ever try to match force with a person who is trying to enact aggression onto you. The moment that you feel like you're being aggressed on, and the moment that you think that there's somebody who's trying to put you in danger or put you at risk, the goal should not be to get even, it should be to solve the problem, neutralize the threat. And that should be the goal. And so, like, that's my... You don't mean that? Well, of course I do. I mean, that's the only way you can approach things like that. That's not how iFrenai works. Pull me up. Well, I'm again, like, why would I pull you up for that? That's just stupid.
And he's like, I can't stop Googling. I can't talk to you. I'm sorry. I gotta scroll to the next video. Don't ask me questions.
Oh, here we go.
Do we have a thing, Chris? When we think about Doge and the hundreds of thousands of jobs that Doge got rid of last year. All these federal workers still haven't found work. People have lost houses.
It should have been more. Should have fired way more people. Didn't fire enough people.
People have had loved ones that
How do you quantify? What does that mean? What does that even mean?
Because they don't have health care. You know, when you think about, am I personally believe they need more security? 100%.
Of course.
Think about the brutality.
Of course.
There's no, the thing is that this is, like, he's doing the same thing that other people do. You cause the problem and then you get mad at people for solving it. There's no way that you can remove the amount of illegal aliens that are in the country without using brutal means. There's just not. You're like, if you want mass deportations and you want the illegal aliens removed from the country, you are going to look at a lot of people being dragged out of their houses, violence happening, people getting killed. They're going to get killed. It's going to happen. I can promise you that. And if you can't stomach that, then you don't want mass deportations. You don't. You can't say you want mass deportations and then complain about the process of it.
But the question, border policies have gone down.
Of course. But the question is, are you saying that it's justified because of it?
No.
So it's like, so that's how it's going to be consumed. Like, I don't think you're justifying it. But if I was someone who doesn't know you, I would go, oh, he's saying that he deserved this and he made people get this radicalized.
I think you have to deal with the reality that some of these policies have hurt people so much that some folks are willing to risk it all.
That's exactly right. And that's why you've got to be on top of them even more. Charlamagne's right. He is. Like, there are a lot of people that have lost a lot and they're willing to be more violent and aggressive. That's why we need to have more FBI agents, more control, more of these weirdos that are like making these threats online, these violent mobs, etc. That's the reason why we have to be even more aggressive on them. That's what I think.
Well, now you're justifying it.
I'm not justifying it. It's just a reality.
But now you're justifying it.
It's just a reality that you have to deal with. Am I you feel I'm justifying my mouth?
No, I think you can extrapolate out that, like, was Osama justified? Not justified. It was like Timothy McVeigh, all these other, like, political.
You're making the argument that people make about Bin Laden, which is, well, America wasn't doing this in the Middle East and Bin Laden wouldn't have done it. I'm just saying that is the argument.
He's totally right. This argument is awful.
That they would make.
I just think that we would be remiss to not take a step back and not just have conversations about violent rhetoric. Let's talk about violent policies.
Yeah. I wish we could, but we don't have any.
People have been watching over the last year and a half and how a lot of people have been hurt by those policies.
Of course.
And some of those
should be more.
People are willing to risk it all. To your point earlier, they don't have nothing else to lose. At least in their mind.
Yep.
Sure. But I guess what I'm saying is we still go, it's wrong to do that.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying, like, you still have to deal with the reality.
But he's right about that. He is. And that's why we need to, like, there are a lot of people that are super angry about this. And if you don't acknowledge that and try to make countermeasures for it, you will have more assassination attempts. You will have more violence, etc. You kind of play hypocrisy for a moment there. You wanted more federal workers fired, but then you want more federal workers. I'm just going to permit you. I don't
even
want to engage.
Holy shit. He's even running an algorithm on his chat now. And this is what he left in the YouTube video.
That?
I both know from knowing people that are crazy that it actually doesn't take that much to get certain crazy.
You think you're crazy? You lose your house, your grandma dies because, you know, you couldn't afford health care. Yeah. Your grandma been living here her whole life, she gets deported to some country, or your wife is somebody that you love, deported back to a country you never been to. Can you be driven crazy?
I think you can be radicalized for sure. I think there's a lot of proof for that. Sure.
You can make that argument against any law in the whole world. You can't. It's dumb as fuck, bro. Like, some of these arguments, yeah, be a citizen, exactly.
No, it's... Fuck, I always forget it's a stupid fucking...
I might
go to, like, concerns. Should get J.D. Vance? Yeah, sure. Let me get the vice president to come on the podcast. Honestly,
is this his whole
we'll
stream?
We'll see what happens. How about that?
Is it just
we'll
him cooking, mutually
and,
cooking his audience with his Twitter
that
algo?
Way, or it's gonna, who's your
is that
dream
the whole
guest?
Thing?
I have no idea.
Oh, sorry. Hold on. I tried to do... I have three tabs open on my Chrome right now, so it might crash on my 5090 and my fucking $500 AMD chip. One sec.
Is you need to get, this is what, if JD and all of them want to really lock in, you have to get a bunch of autistic gamers. That's what you need. You need people who evaluate and create spreadsheets for fun. You need people who think about numbers on a regular basis. All the time. You need to go, like, look at the Warcraft logs, like, figure out the guys that are running that. And or people that are, like, involved, people that make graphs, people that make graphs for fun.
It's got no government. It's got no military. Yeah. It's got no anything.
Somalia.
It's got one thing that's really strong: crime. It's got a lot of crime. They have no police. All they do is run around
terrorists.
Shooting each other. It's filthy, dirty, disgusting, dirty. It's a horrible place. They come here, and Ilhan Omar. You ever hear of her? She heads it. And think of it. They have nothing but crime, poverty, pollution. Everything is horrible over there. Nothing good. They say it's the worst country anywhere in the world.
What is the best method to combat someone like Asmongold? You have to ban this, like, algorithmic, like, generated feed. This can't happen. I don't think it's anybody can survive this, right? Asmongold, his brain is completely fucking fried on this shit. And then he just passes it off to his audience, who are all basically inheriting his algorithm third person. It, like, I don't think most human minds just can't survive being fed the alternate reality. And he's so deep in this. That combined with the fact that everybody intentionally avoids any kind of confrontation these days, it makes it impossible to correct for it, right? Because when you're so deep into your alternate reality, like, you can't confront any different opinions. You have to be locked in your own world. That's why Hassan doesn't debate anybody. That's why Trump doesn't debate anybody. That's why Asmongold doesn't debate anybody. They know that they're locked in their own little fucking world here. That would fall apart under 2 seconds of inspection.
The road thing. But like, as a person, my dad hated Trump. He's a piece of shit. And so, and for him, it went all the way back to, you didn't go into the draft for Vietnam. And then beyond that, you insulted one of the, main patron saints of Vietnam veterans, John McCain. And it's like, you put those two things together.
Would Asmongold be as big of a problem if the Republican apparatus wasn't so coordinated? No. The thing is that Asmongold is just a useful idiot slash he's a sucker, right? That's essentially what he is he's doing basically work for free. Well, not really. I mean, he's getting paid an ungodly amount of money, but he's basically doing work for free for the Republican messaging apparatus. But he doesn't have the political savvy or the intelligence to realize it. He just is doing this, yeah, for free, I guess.
Himself?
Yeah.
No, my dad hates him because he thought that Trump was a scammer, a bully. And
he thought
a bad
he was
actor.
Is he
and
not
that, I mean, among other things, there's a lot of other things, like there were a lot of reasons why, like, my dad didn't like him. I mean, I think there were legitimate reasons, honestly. I mean, he wasn't wrong. Jinxy furious. What is this?
Okay,
come on. Oh, what, did you just punch him?
Come on.
Yeah.
Lawsuit. Suing all you fuckers. There's no way I'm letting that slide. Nope. Listen to me. An hour into this, on the brink of death, and I'm getting punched in the gut, which is being told by a trainer. Uh-huh. You're getting sued. Fucking everyone in this building's getting them up.
I don't really understand the context. I don't think it's really a big deal, but, like, I don't know what happened.
What the actual fuck?
Okay, I don't know what's going on.
He signed a waiver. Yeah, but that doesn't matter if someone's physically assaulting him. If the waiver includes that, I will allow to be punched. Sure.
You heard that one?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, I get, like, if maybe they, it's just, I mean, this is an interaction, like, I'm not there, like, I don't understand. I'm watching a 5-second clip, like, what the hell do I know, right? The trainer punched Jason after he failed the set.
Only he had the same opinion about the politics he comments on.
Yeah, I mean, he shouldn't have done that, I get that. I mean, maybe, I mean, I just, here's the thing is that, like, I just don't want to go, like, I don't have a strong opinion on this. I'm sorry, I don't care.
Oh, but he's about to have a strong opinion on what's next.
I don't give a shit.
Also, who's liking these tweets
Here we go. So Fox News is doing the Nick Shirley reporting now.
Here we go.
My name is William Lajeunesse with Fox News. You're with Graceful Care?
Yes.
Can I talk to you a little about some questions of the care that you provided to individuals?
No,
up in the Central Valley.
At the moment, I have some workers here being closed down.
Okay, you want us to wait outside?
Please don't go.
Okay, you want us to wait outside?
Please. That's our own William Lajeunesse confronting an alleged fraudster in California.
Alleged.
More on that investigation.
What does that mean?
And Medicaid
indicted?
Fraud nationwide, yep. Coming up. It is costing this country a fortune. We'll speak with.
So, like, did they get rinsed? Or like, what? Like, I feel like that's probably what happened, right? Nick did it better? I mean, yeah. I mean, YouTube editing.
With the streamer thing, that was a minute clip, but he had no idea, couldn't comment. That was 30 seconds, 15 seconds of content. He's got lots to say about it.
And so Jason didn't do anything or say anything about it after? Yeah, I just don't know. Like, I mean, I have no idea. And so what is this here? Oh, here we go.
Meet John Lash, the mayor of Aurora, Illinois.
Spooky music, libs of TikTok post.
Doxed ICE agents, boasted about following them around, and shared their live locations.
Wow.
Why is a mayor of an American city working to protect foreign murderers, pedophiles, and rapists all while putting ICE agents in harm's way by sharing their life.
Why is he doing it? Because he can. Because you're letting him do it. Because there aren't enough people in the country that have the stomach to drag people like this out of their home at 3 a.m. in the morning due to like a search warrant or some other feeling of, you know, justification for doing this. That's the reason why, is that the public is not, is, and even a lot of like the, you know, Trump supporter, Republican type people are, they don't have the stomach to use violence through the state in the same way that left-wing people do.
What?
Like they
example,
for some reason
please?
Feel like this is something
example?
That you should never do.
What?
In my opinion, I think this is something that you should overdo. But like, unfortunately, there aren't enough people that think like I do.
Wow,
so
Sal,
we have
thank
to watch this shit happen.
Chat.
Drag them out at 3 a.m. with a black bag over their head. I like the sound of that. That's good.
Jesus.
Location. Mm-hmm. Absolutely insane and sickening behavior from an elected official. He must resign immediately.
How does he get reelected?
Anyone would like to.
Because people agree with it.
Pause.
People agree
phone
with it,
an
and they think it's okay. That's why he gets reelected. And also, like, with a lot of these elections, I bet less than 10% of the population even votes in them. So it's important to keep that in mind, too. How the fuck does the mayor have time to be doing this kind of shit? Probably because he's not doing anything else, right?
Probably,
imagine his reelection, his reaction if people did that to him. Well, I mean, I think that, again, like, if it happened, I think that it'd be deserved. I think he'd probably be crying about it, too. So, yeah, doxing law enforcement should be a terrorism charge. Well, why don't you just do it? Like, and that's the problem, is that we have a world where it's what I've said is that like
well,
a lot of conservative people are more than willing to roll over and allow themselves to be prey by these animals. These people that are constantly going out there, doxing agents, being violent, threatening them, attacking them, etc. And it's just being enabled. It's being totally allowed because these people are under the false premise that they should operate based off of principles. Well, if your principles lead you to the conclusion that that basically you're being terrorized by this group of people, your country is being invaded, and people are being violently attacked, and nobody's following the law, what kind of fucking principle is that? Yeah, like, I think that's a really bad principle. Like, this whole idea of people being principled is so fucking embarrassing, man. It is. Like, your main principle should be stopping this madness and stopping this crazy
behavior.
At
all costs.
It's not affecting them directly yet? Yeah, I know that. I don't think you're radical enough with these fucks. Well, I'd get banned. I'd get banned. But, I mean, like, you can assume that my opinion is, think about the worst thing possible, and it's worse than that. You can just assume, right? It's pretty easy to say. So, if homeschooling is actually super high quality, then homeschooling families should not object to being evaluated, tested, and checked in on to make sure that their kids are actually learning. These anti-homeschool arguments...
Wonder what our competing political leftist has to say on Twitch. All right. We should do this every day with us on stream. We need, how long do we have to go before we get an Israel mention? All right. What's the, what's that GeoGuessr music that plays or whatever?
It's incredible. He didn't even mention the ongoing strikes on the UAE, lol. Iran has taken some shots at unrelated nations with respect to the ship movement, Project Freedom, including a South Korean cargo ship. Perhaps it's time for South Korea to come and join the mission. We've shot down 7 small boats, or as they like to call them, fast boats. It's all they have left. Other than the South Korean ship, there has been, at this moment, no damage going through the strait. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Dan Kane will have a news conference tomorrow morning. Thank you for your attention to this matter, President Donald J. Trump. CENTCOM's commander wants to keep it a secret whether he knows if Iran has hit his own ships. Yeah, Commander Admiral Bradley Cooper, says more commercial ships are en route to travel across the strait.
Is everybody's brain just fucking running on Twitter algorithms these days? Is that what my country's politics are?
Time. Oh, I have no problem with that. Do whatever you want to do. But what I'm saying is that, like, whenever people reveal themselves to you, this is, I think it just shows that you should not treat these people with any type of empathy or understanding.
It's funny. She has a crying slash laughing emoji there as well. Now, to note, TikTok was actually removing some of these videos or actually muting the sound, but a lot of people actually went back and deleted their videos after people online started finding them and calling them out, posting their usernames. This girl
has exceptional capabilities and is well positioned to defend itself. UAE has been a great teammate to the US. Iran's military capabilities dramatically degraded, but that doesn't mean it's all gone. We need air support. You can do it. Oh my God. Trump is Putler. Trump literally is Putler. So this image, for those of you who don't know, if you're not like super autistic and tapped into, the situation monitoring for many, many years now, this image is from Syria specifically. Okay. It's and not just Ukraine, but also from the Syrian conflict as well. It's a Putin monkey meme. Okay. It's whenever Vladimir Putin does something unbelievably stupid where he just like, you know, writes off.
All right.
Create these false equivalencies.
Is this guy's stream just going through getting cooked by Twitter every day?
Of Diabler. Well, I don't know. So I'd have to really think about it. No, I haven't. And that this is actually not that bad. Artist copying another pattern for the bosses. These are.
You said, Maria, you and I have.
And like, yeah, I guess that it's because you were talking about
the one
seeing hard truth
now have
you see you don't even know what to say. Office sentence process.
He likes Twitter problem.
This random game.
I hate y'all shooting a gun.
I hate y'all.
So what? I'll do it.
I hate y'all. Yeah, I bet you do. World tattoos threat.
Their childhood traumas. Mm-hmm. This healed
of it and
going into debt.
I think people that to get an
well, at least he's on YouTube there.
It's something that they believe.
No,
they believe that people are equal. No, people aren't equal. Men and women aren't equal.
That's true. Women are smarter than us.
Shut up. Different male and female IQ distribution. No, I'm fundamentally different on every level. Yeah. Men produce hormones faster than females, makes them start. Surrounding sounds. You know what I mean?
Men produce hormones faster than females.
What do you think it happened after Trump takes Cuba? I don't know. Probably nothing.
True.
Try to, like, let my own personal biases and, like, my own impulses.
Yeah.
So, it's just really... And again, this is... You should never look at a person like this and think to yourself
signs?
That, you know, this person is engaging in this conversation in good faith. Like, this is a person who is just very simply a propagandist. Like, my opinion is that I have no interest in trying to win over the opinions of people that are like this. My goal is just simply to accumulate more people that are not like this and then just simply oppress them, basically.
Dude, I said this. Find the clip where I said this like 2 years ago. I love Asmongold because he just says the shit. Like, you don't have to play the games anymore. Like, he just comes out and says the most insane fucking shit that they were all dog whistling at before. But, like, again, notice the engagement. Harry Sisson is a person that Asmongold can't engage with because he lives in a different reality than Harry does, and then that's it. So it's just like, I can't appeal to him. We can't engage him seriously. We just have to outgrow them, I guess, with lay algos.
Right? Like, I think this is what you should do. And, like, just systematically, completely oppress them. And what I would do is I would get all these people that are, advocating for assassination or anything else. And I'm
advocating for assassination. Who are the people advocating for assassination?
I would literally just arrest all of them. I would arrest all of them. I would put them in a federal prison, and that would be the end of it. And, you know, they could go on a trial. And, you know, like at the end of this, right? I mean, they would be like for months and months and months, they would do this. And to a certain extent, the process becomes the punishment.
That's the second time I've heard him say that. This was 8 days ago. He said that today with regards to the Comey stuff. He just wants to abuse
the punishment.
Yeah, he wants to abuse the process just to punish people. This is like political prosecution. But he's in favor of it.
And so that's what I would do. And they're a danger to society. And also, like, keep in mind, this is the morally correct thing to do. you can't live in a society where you have people that are openly advocating to kill the president. You can't live in a society where people are, openly advocating to, you know, go around and just kill people that they disagree with. You can't have that happen. It costs too much. It doesn't cost too much. Like, we have so much money. Like, how much do the prisons cost? Like, think about, like, and also think about the Venn diagram of these people that are on benefits. Like, they're going to be off benefits, too. So, like, they're not going to be able to collect food stamps because they're going to be in prison.
Oh, because imprisoning people is free and food stamps cost money. Oh, okay.
This guy's obviously another of these left-wing lunatics who's come to kill the president. Three assassination attempts
that we know of
on the president now. Charlie is dead. You have people on the left lionizing Luigi Mangione.
Yes.
Well, there's a bar in Wisconsin. Let me finish. Yeah. You have polling showing a tolerance for political violence on the left, and I heard Hakeem Jeffries say this week, it's maximum warfare all the time.
We are in an era of maximum warfare.
Wow.
Everywhere, all the time.
I don't think that's too crazy. I mean, maybe this is insane for me to say, but like this is like an abstraction. Like, I think that because Trump says crazy shit all the time. Like, Trump says crazy shit always. Like,
but why is it okay when Trump says it, but not okay when Hakeem Jeffries says it? Can you tell us why? Give us a reason why it's okay for your side to say it, but not our side. Go ahead.
I don't think that we can really say that, you know, for example, oh, wow, this person's a bad actor. Like, Trump says crazy shit constantly. And I think he could definitely tone it down. But, like, in my opinion, the Republicans have two options. There are two paths that you can take if you want to win.
Oh, shit. He's about to steal my take. How I say that you have to do the tit for tat thing. You have to apply pressure so the other side feels like they can't operate with impunity. But then they take that same position and pretend like they're not the bad actors.
You either have to escalate the rhetoric to that level or above that level, or you have to stop the people that are using that rhetoric. In my opinion, just get rid of them. Like, why don't you just follow? Instead of everybody breaks the law, how about nobody breaks the law? How about nobody advocates for violence? How about nobody advocates for assassination? How about that? And we just do things based off of that, and we can go back to living in a comfortable, safe Western society without having to turn our country. And this is happening in Europe. Europe, it's the same problem, right? We have much more of a assassination culture because of our gun culture, but Europe is having the same issues in different ways. We're letting Western civilization be intellectually colonized by...
We have an assassination culture because of our gun culture? Excuse me, what? No, we did not have an assassination culture in this country before Trump. Not this crazily.
Ideologies that are...
Well, maybe around certain like big political upheaval times, like around like civil rights era times, or I'm sure there have been periods, but it's not the norm.
Yeah. What's happening here?
It can't really be.
I would immediately go
that he does.
After President Trump was evacuated.
I know, he looked at Twitter and showed it. It can't be that he has 8 hours of Twitter reacts every single day.
He just scrolls it. That's awesome.
Every single day.
I gotta do that shit. Hold on.
8 hours of. Wait, do his VODs only go back a week?
Did he get banned?
Or maybe he auto-deletes him after a week, or auto-archives.
Maybe he auto-deleted after he got banned for a bit.
Another one about me.
I knew that he looked at Twitter and showed it. I like how I react to Asmongold. Whether or not he sees it just depends on if it shows up in his fucking
in his
algorithm. Oh my god, it's actually so pathetic. Jesus Christ.
It's another one about me.
I knew that he looked at Twitter and showed it. It can't be that he has 8 hours of Twitter reacts every single day.
Let me guess. This is going to be another image. Another video of Destiny crashing out at me, and there's going to be nothing included in this that's like actually any sort of like real, like he's never gonna like listen, like argue against anything I'm saying. You're just gonna say that I'm an idiot.
I mean, I can argue against literally every single thing you're saying. The problem is there's just oftentimes not much to argue against. It's just you laughing about some ridiculous thing a conservative said. What are you talking about right now? Oh fuck! I always go to the stupid fucking channel.
You can call them. Do you have another family member that could stand in
pop
the place?
Slap. No, I don't. That's the thing. I was in the middle of moving. I didn't even know that.
Okay, let's see the last thing of substance he talked about on stream.
That's what it was. So it's very annoying to me. It's, all right. Like, it's my great-grandfather. What is this here? Did she say this? Oh, my God. My great great maternal grandfather was the king of Laos in 1861. and was forced under threat of military bombardment, aka to avoid a massacre of his people, to cede Laos over to British. This is misleading by omission. British intermission in Laos was due to the slave trade. Oh, so it's not like she was like a victim or like, you know, the offspring of like, you know, slave relations or something like that. Okay. So he literally was selling slaves. All right. Well, there we go. Great. Exactly. She's a slave trafficker? Yeah, definitely. And I think that there should be more of an acknowledgement to this. That, like, we didn't go over, like, Europeans and Americans didn't go over to Africa with a lasso and start wrangling up random black people. We didn't do that. We went over there and other black people sold them to us. They were already slaves to begin with. They were slaves before they even made it to America.
Okay, so, like, okay, I'm sorry. I'll engage with this, but these are just the stupidest fucking arguments, okay? Like, is it true that people in other countries sold us slaves? Yeah, of course, that is true. Like, it's not like we patrolled the planes finding people randomly and then rounded them up. But, like, the implication that Asmongold is giving here is there's, like, a moral equivalence to a more advanced society sailing to another society, looking at those people, looking around and being like, which one of you are going to... Who among you are going to be the slaves? And who among you are going to sell the slaves to us? Like, to say that there's like an equal moral equivalence there is a very morally naive statement. That's a really stupid thing to say. Like, I'm sure there were some Jews that were traitors to Jews in the fucking Holocaust or whatever, but like, does that give them the moral equivalence of a Nazi? Like, probably not. There were a lot of, I think even Kurdish fighters. There were a lot of Muslims, strewn across Syria and Iraq that ended up joining ISIS. But the way that it worked was ISIS basically rolled into your town, you know, knocked on your door and was like, hey, so are you with us? Or are we about to string up and execute every single one of your family members and maybe make a really cool 4K high def video of us drowning you or setting you on fire in a fucking cage, right? And it's like, well, Jesus Christ, you're not really cooking as much as you think you are when you're like, you know that some of those people joined ISIS, right, when they came through, right? Well, yeah, of course, but like, Jesus Christ, that's a pretty naive engagement with the subject matter. Or like, you know that there were actually black people that sold slaves to America. There were black people that sold slaves or to the colonists or whatever people that came from other countries. Well, yeah, but that doesn't exonerate the people that were buying them. And who's to say how influential the back and forth was when another society shows up on your doorstep, especially one with access to more weapons and food and disease and everything else. And it's like, hey, motherfuckers, what you got for us, right? This is just... And all that to say, you know, if you would actually read into these topics, you know, it could be that this statement that Asmongold is making is actually more true than not. It could be that the slave trade was rich and vibrant and white people showed up and they didn't even have the concept of slavery in mind. And the black people are like, oh, let me introduce you to this amazing concept of slavery. And they're like, oh, shit, let's do it. Right. That would be really bad on. That would be an indictment on the moral character of the people going there. It would lessen the indictment on the moral character of the white people that showed up. Or it could be that the white people showed up. There may have been like a little bit of slavery. Every society's practiced some form of enslavement when it comes to like war and whatnot, not chattel slavery. But maybe white people showed up and then they pushed the idea more of like, we want to buy slaves, figure out who the fuck is going to sell them or else all you motherfuckers are coming with us or we're just going to run your shit for you. And, you know, some people inevitably are going to take up that deal. But Asmongold doesn't engage with anything historical here, with any depth of anything. You know, these people make fun of me for reading Wikipedia. Meanwhile, these guys are being educated by single sentences on X community notes, which is also just a popularity contest of who upvotes the note or not. So, yeah, okay. There you go. There's a critical engagement of one piece of information. The first thing that I found on your fucking stream. We could find another one. It's probably going to be equally stupid, but all right.
It's hard.
So is this everybody else's?
To be fair, though, my criticism here is actually irrespective of any position you take. Your mind is being rotted by scrolling down a For You page. That's not good. It doesn't matter if you're right or wrong about anything. That's just not a good scenario. Find another one, please. Well, okay.
That's what it was.
Let's go to 3.5 hours or 2 hours. 2.5 hours. Fuck it. Okay. What do we got?
Or anything like that is just really wasting their time. No idea how much AI-generated slop I was looking at. Again, all these people that are doing this, that are posting on Twitter, etc., there's nothing that you can do about it. Iron Mouse is literally just envious and worried about herself getting replaced. I'm not saying that. I mean, people can say that if they want. That's not what I think is going on.
He's commenting about something Iron Mouse said about AI content, AI-generated stuff, I guess.
But anyway, like, it's funny, the outrage is exclusive to art and gaming. Other industries use AI massively, like telecom, and we can deliver new features for phones each year.
Pretty sure every single person is complaining about AI everywhere for job replacement, but okay.
Exactly. And that's what I think is very interesting, okay, is that the only people that are going out there and crying about this are people that are inside of art and entertainment industries.
This absolutely just depends on the community you're in. I hear so many complaints about the whole concept of vibe coding is a meme that has exploded on the internet. And almost every industry, I think, is complaining about AI replacing jobs. Arguably, one of the potential hot button topics for the midterms and maybe the next presidential election are where data centers are being built, right? That could be like the topic is that a lot of countries are having issues even with, do we want these massive AI data centers or whatever the fuck else built in our countries? To pretend that it's only people in art that are complaining about this, I think maybe like 5 years ago or something, or not maybe 5 years, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, maybe that's a little bit more accurate, but.
And I think that's very unfair. It's unfair that their job is protected while everybody else's job gets removed. It's totally unfair. Why is it okay that, you know, some other person...
It's also a stupid... Ugh, fuck, I hate engaging seriously with... I'm sorry. It's dumb engaging with them because it doesn't make good arguments for anything, right? It's also not necessarily the same. And I'm not necessarily saying artist jobs are more important, but, like, artists have always been under attack when it comes to work. They're generally underpaid. And also, there's, like, this added thing of, like, nobody actually takes your job seriously. If you major or if you work professionally in any art field, you have always had at least one, if not a half dozen or more, friends come up to you and it's like, oh my God, like, you take pictures, right? And it's like, well, I'm a professional photographer that does like corporate events and I mark, oh yeah, 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 you take pictures. Can you like take pictures of like our wedding? We'll give you like $50 if you can just have like 3 videos mixed with like good audio and if you can capture, but like 50, maybe like $100 or whatever, right? You like taking pictures, you should want to do it, right? Or like, can you draw a picture for me? I want you to draw some things for my website. You like drawing, right? You like to draw pictures, right? Like, everybody's had this experience. So of course, understandably, regardless of if the argument is good or bad, the artistic industry is going to be even more sensitive to AI encroaching on their jobs, because Jesus, like, even in the ordinary world, they're not, you know, before AI, artists are already kind of thrown out of the bus.
Person gets replaced, but you aren't allowed to be replaced. It's virtue signaling, exactly. No one's defending graphic designers, yeah. And
what?
Gen AI is different. I don't think Gen AI is different. I feel like why is Gen AI fund? I'll pull a couple people up and I'll listen to some of these arguments, right? Why is Gen AI different?
But don't most people have that experience, at least if you have a job that has utility in daily life? Not really. Sometimes like IT people or software engineers will compare it to like a family asking you a question about like, can you troubleshoot my computer? But to truly make it equivalent, if you work in software, Well, no, it does happen sometimes, but the equivalent average ask that an artist gets is like when somebody DMs you and like, hey, bro, like, can you help me with this? I've got this really cool idea to build this entire social media platform, and I need you to do the back end and the entire front end for it, and I'll give you 10% equity in the company because I know how important that is. And, like, that would be like the equivalent thing.
Like, I want you to explain it to me.
Explain what to him? It doesn't, but it's still...
We're going to work through this.
Oh.
How come every time I need an artist to do something on a deadline, their grandmother died or they, you know...
Probably because you're not paying them enough.
They always have
an excuse. Ooh.
Oh, true.
Can I just try to put laws to make it illegal to fire and replace employees with AI? Of course. I mean, a lot of... everybody is trying to make a rule to stop... First, I want to say I don't give a shit about AI, but I get why people think it's different. But you know that it's not different, right? Because I don't want to have a devil's advocate argument. Like, if you understand that it's not different and that it's doesn't really matter, then, like, why even spend the time doing it? But, like, if you really think that, then I'll engage with this. But there's tools and shit that people tend to be okay with. I don't care what people are okay with. I care what makes sense. I know that people have opinions on things. It's come around to getting it from art friends. I don't know what you mean by that.
Okay, I don't, whatever. Like, they're, like, it's, there's pretty obvious. Now, you can argue whether the difference is meaningful or not, or should be legislated against or not, but there's obviously a difference between, like, I've made an entire song, and I want to use AI to go through and make sure that all of my harmony is, you know, like, harmonically correct. That's a much different thing than, like, I've written a melody, and I want to use generative AI to turn it into an entire song. If that's the difference you're talking about, like, again, we can argue whether or not there's like a meaningful difference in terms of how it should be legislated against, or, you know, what's acceptable or not acceptable, but there's some kind of difference there. There must be, right? Assuming that's what you're talking about. Okay, sorry. All right, there are two things.
It's hard. So is this everybody else's content? They just watch me? I mean, like, really, I'm an incredibly interesting person, and, you know, everybody wants to know and think about me.
It's such a, you, it's got to be, or maybe his audience doesn't see it. I feel like it's so weak. Like, you come off as so weak when you say that. Like, why are you reacting to me? Why are you watching me? Why are you reacting to my content? Well, because you're a huge political streamer. Well, I'm sorry, right now, the largest political streamer who's incredibly influential. And I think the things you're saying are, in some senses, evil. In most senses, incorrect. So,
office sentence.
But remember also, sorry, just as a quick thing, remember what I've said, like, all of the media establishments right now are meant to be totally insulated. Everybody wants you to live in the world that Asmongold lives in, where you just have a For You page that you scroll, and everything is self-reinforcing, and to some extent, almost like self-referential. Like, you're creating your own memes, you're creating your own historical events to draw from the future to prove the points you're saying. And so, like, don't react to me. Don't be obsessed with me is a way of trying to push somebody out of interfering with the, like, circle jerk that you're kind of you're trying to create.
Interesting person, and, you know, everybody wants to know and think about me. Office sentence processing.
He likes Twitter.
Yeah.
Problem?
Like, this is, like, the exact type of person who will grow up and get scammed when he's older or whatever. Like, he's such a sucker.
I get scammed? What do you mean? Who got scammed? I didn't get scammed. When did I get scammed?
You're being scammed right now into thinking that you're consuming a balanced diet of news. That's the scam, bro. Fed slop that makes him feel so good. And
I like watching things that make me feel good. What's wrong with that? Like, I mean, I don't want to watch things that make me, I look at a lot of things that make me mad. I do.
Ooh, that's a very naive engagement with feels good and feels bad, because things that make you mad when it comes from a righteous anger perspective is not a thing that makes you feel bad. I don't know if you understand that there's a difference there. He's like consuming news. He thinks he's getting informed. Like, if I'm super pro-Palestinian and somebody shows me a video of Israelis mistreating Palestinians, like, I feel bad, but that's like a righteous anger type of feeling. But if I'm pro-Palestinian and somebody shows me a video of Hamas killing, you know, Israeli soldiers or Israeli civilians, ooh, that makes me feel mad and uncomfortable. I don't like that, right? These are two different types of anger. One is challenging your worldview, and the other is reinforcing it through righteous anger.
Look at a lot of things that make me mad. I do.
He's like consuming news. He thinks he's getting informed. He thinks he's passing this information off to his audience.
Right.
He doesn't know anything about any of the underlying cases. He doesn't know anything about the law, about any of these cases. He doesn't know anything about, like, literally, like, not a single actual fact. It's just slop that's being fed to him through the Twitter algo.
So this is the thing. I because I'm looking at Twitter. I'm
not looking at Twitter. Also, I like the minimizing language, right? Why do you beat the shit out of your wife? So because I touched her, now, now I'm a bad husband? Just because I, one time, put my hand on her, I'm a bad husband? It's like, well, no, sir. You broke her ribs. It's not that you look at Twitter. It's that Twitter is the exclusive source of news for you. And it's not even Twitter. It's a custom tailored page to show you all the things that make you feel good. And you've managed to bullshit yourself and your audience into believing that you're digesting news in a way that's giving you a true and comprehensive view of the world.
Twitter, I'm wrong. Okay. So if it was that easy, wouldn't you be able to just say what it is that's wrong? Then
sure, I gave two examples. We can go and watch. We can spend 8 hours on an Asmongold stream and go through fact after fact. I've called him out before, but he doesn't give a fuck. He doesn't address any. He doesn't know how improper the weaponization of the DOJ has been, or he falsely thinks that the Democrats have done things that the Republicans are doing now. We can go through any number of a million different things. It just depends on what he's consuming it for that day.
Yeah, then tell us the facts. Then where is the information that I'm missing out on and I'm not understanding?
Like, I don't understand how he can be so brain broken on this. Like, you wouldn't even know. You wouldn't even know where to begin. You're getting all of your information fed to you through a custom tailored feed that makes you feel good. How would you even know where to begin to get facts that don't reinforce your worldview?
Like, I don't get this.
I know, that's the point, that's the problem. This is like rage pornography for your brain, and he's gooning to it every single...
Well, aren't you doing... That's what you're doing. You're doing that right now.
Oh, fucking day.
Yes.
Holy shit.
This is extremely common.
He thinks that what I'm claiming he's doing is just getting mad? That's like, again, that's such a naive engagement with what I'm saying.
And you see this all the time. This is a very common Reddit strategy.
Ah, Reddit strategy. Okay, nice.
The reason why it's a common strategy and why people do that is because it's a way for them to project their intelligence.
I can be the dumbest motherfucker on the planet and make this criticism of you. It's just about not being a sucker.
It's not about actually engaging with the with the argument in a reasonable way, right? It's not about...
What do you even think the argument is?
Trying to, you know, discuss something or, you know, to put forward an idea.
You can't discuss anything. You've literally said you will not have the discussion. Now I'll be better faith than he is, and when he says discussion, he just means talking about the thing. I like that he uses the word discussion, though, as though he's elevating clip versus clip discourse into something that it's definitely not.
...reasonable way, right? It's not about trying to, you know, discuss something or, you know, to put forward an idea. It's trying to assert that you are being the smart person. You are intelligent. You're reasonable. You understand things. The devil's advocates? Well, it's not even really devil's advocate because they don't even think that they're wrong.
Right, Asmongold. I don't even know if he's capable of engaging with concepts of... I don't want to say epistemology, but like, where does your information come from? What are your sources of truth? Like, it feels like he's already assumed that everything is the same. You can read studies, you can do independent research, you can be a journalist, you can look at your Twitter feed, and it's all kind of the same. And then we just talk about the facts from there, not realizing that there's like a discussion of like, where do you even get your facts from? I don't even know if he's capable of engaging on that level. I have no idea. His brain is completely fucking fried on this shit. And then he just passes it off to his audience.
True.
Who are all...
It's crazy that I've watched so many Destiny clips complaining about me, but not one of them includes any sort of a reasonable, like, response to anything that I'm saying. It's all just simply attacking the way that I have my positions or the fact that, like, you know, I do or I don't do something, like, where I'm looking at them. It's never actually attacking anything I'm saying.
Well, I mean, you can attack the way that somebody gets their information. That's a perfectly valid way of attacking where... It's challenging the foundation of a person's knowledge. I think it's a fine way to attack where their information comes from. Now, I agree that it should be paired with attacks on the statements they're making, right? Like, it wouldn't be enough. Let's say that Asmongold was giving plenty of fair criticisms of the Democrats or progressives or whatever else. It wouldn't be fair for me to say, well, you just got all your information off of Twitter to never address the arguments themselves, but I can address any fucking argument Asmongold makes. It's interesting that he would claim otherwise when I'm the one who said, we can debate any topic you want. And he's the one who said, I can't. I don't want to debate any. It's like, okay, well, I mean, who's the one who's afraid of the critical confrontation? Don't make me waste my time on this. I'm not going to have time to get to the fucking these guys' things. Fuck. Okay.
Well, kind of where I'm getting at. Yeah. So, like, I'm amenable to the argument that such thing as, like, confidential information that shouldn't be released to the public. The DNC has internal deliberations and everything. And, like, yeah, I don't have this kind of, like, ex-ante view that everything that should be done that's deliberated behind closed doors should be released. That's not, I'm, you know, someone who.
I like that you have to talk to him through that, clips.
Yep.
Like, there's awesome. Problems, even though I agree with ultimate disclosure of the Epstein files, I think that there's been a lot of untalked about costs to this, even the way they're doing it now, which isn't even a full release of the Epstein files. And so I'm not someone who says maximum disclosure at all times is like a per se good. And I would even be open to saying, well, okay, let's keep it more limited ex ante. The thing is, we don't live in an ex ante world. We live in a world in which the context is he did in fact make those kinds of statements, which were interpreted by people a certain way.
What is that?
Ex ante means like before the model applies, right? Before from a perspective before the thing it happens, right? Ex ante, that is to say, like, before the thing, we could say in a perfect world we would have set it up such that he didn't make the promise, right?
Okay.
And yeah. So ex ante, you could say, you shouldn't release it, don't give the promise. But the thing is, he already did the thing. He already made the promise, and yeah. We live in that world, not the other world. And given that we live in that world, everything that you said just comes online. The thing about the reputation of feeling fearful, reputation of being cagey, right? It's a big reason why not just lefties, I should say, rank and file Democrats, regular, like
yep.
blue Democrats don't disapprove of their party, but like historic disapproval by our own party members of the party leadership and where we're at. And it's not just because of these crazy lefties. In other words, that reputation of factlessness, of weakness, of being scared, of being cagey, of not being upfront, all of these things magnify. And so, yeah, it's a huge mistake. And at this point, why is this better? Like, why is this news cycle the optimal news cycle? We're seeing the kind of hay that is being made about the lack of the release of the autopsy report. And you have to, it's just like in the same way of like, well, why would Trump hide the Epstein files? There's got to be something really damaging in there if he's wasting all this political capital and reputational harm to do it. It's the same kind of thing that it leads to negative inferences on the Ken Martin side. And then
I don't think these two things are comparable. I think Ken Martin has a good reason, and he's given a good reason for why you might not want these things released. And it's believable, I think. The Trump Epstein stuff, I mean, one, their party obsessed over it. Now, if Ken Martin had made to the same degree different statements about like, we need this public, we need it, if he'd done this for like a year or whatever, then sure, I think I would be more amenable to that comparison, but I don't think these two things are comparable.
In addition, last thing, and I'll let you respond. I also saw the PodSave one where they recently say, like, they are talking to people who say that perhaps one of the reasons they didn't release it is because it's like a shitty report written by his like friend, and they don't want to have to get into like the fact that the report is like,
I don't know. I've seen this conspiracy now that Ken Martin just got his best friend to do it, and his best friend made a shitty report.
And what is this? Just another one? Uh-oh.
Because the clips. To even a minute of me talking about that, my issue is that every time a politically violent event happens, conservatives get horny as...
Every time a politically violent event happens, you mean every single time that a leftist does something that's illegal? Because every single time it's a leftist.
Oh, every time. Okay. To talk about the oncoming civil war and to talk about all the violence that's about to happen, that we're going to get even and blah, blah, blah. And my comment there is that when left-wing people talk about political violence, generally speaking, it seems like there's like a healthy sense of fear, which we should all have. We shouldn't want to live in an assassin.
Well, if there's a healthy sense of fear, then why are they still doing it? What do you mean they're afraid? They're the ones that are advocating for it, too.
Nation.
It's not even
true. But every time there's a killing, conservatives seem horny as to beat the war drums on it, and I think
I think that they should. I think that whenever there is a killing, I think that we need to go really hard on this. I think that
oh my fucking god, it's crazy to me.
Conservatives don't go hard enough. I think he's right about this, but the problem is that he's not right enough. The reality is that I think conservatives should, like, after Charlie Kirk, they should have gone after all of these Discord groups, all of these Facebook posters, all of these people that were advocating for more assassinations. You should have packed up every single one of those people. And it's not because they're conservatives or Democrats or something like that. It's because they're literally breaking the law, advocating for shooting and killing elected representatives and other people. That's it. The banner shut up.
It's kind of funny. One of the things that I said to Blair White was that the reason why conservatives don't feel the need so much to at least feel like they have to go out and enact violence, although they do and they have more than the left, at least in the past 30 years in this country. But one of the reasons why a lot of them feel like they don't have to is because the state does it on their behalf. And look at how cute that whole ramble was by Asmongold, that at the very end of that, he was able to very neatly summarize it all up as if they're breaking the law, right?
Or something like that. It's because they're literally breaking the law, advocating for shooting and killing elected representatives.
Oh, so when he says they need to go as hard as possible, then that means that they just need to be arrested for breaking the law? Are they not doing this? Are there people that you think have broken the law that the Trump admin is not going at them? They've gone after so many lawbreakers and now they have to issue indictments to Comey and Letitia James. Is that really where we're at right now?
And other people. That's it. Debate or shut up. I don't do debate.
He doesn't
I'll
do debate.
Watch clips and respond to them, but I don't want to deal with somebody interrupting me.
Yeah, I like interrupting me, and then they're gonna say things that I don't know anything about, and they probably like might have a different factual understanding. Like, it's just easier when I have this very sterile clip in my echo chamber. I can just look at it, pause, respond to what I choose to respond to in the way that I choose to respond to, and then carry on.
Constantly, I'd like to just think out what I'm going to say and then say it uninterrupted. Mm-hmm. And if somebody wants to respond, that's up to them.
Mm-hmm. Do you no, mean said, when Luigi Mangione took out the healthcare CEO? You want
I don't want to like have somebody. I'm trying to say something and then they just interrupt me in the middle of what I'm saying. Why
My
would I
God,
do that?
That would be terrible.
It's annoying.
Terrible.
About horny, every leftist woman in
that's
America
every single
wet
person,
her panties
every
over that
single
and still
person
is
did
collectively.
That. You think Ben Shapiro's comment section is full of left-wing people? That was
well,
everybody.
We can look at polling, Stephen. And the polling does show that that is more of a left-wing phenomenon.
It's not more of, it's overwhelmingly more of. It's like twice as common.
Okay.
And you can also look at what happened. Like the Palisades fires were started by somebody that was inspired by Luigi Mangione.
The California wildfire, the big one? Wait, was that true?
Yes.
What do you mean by yes?
It is true. It was, they're charging someone with that.
Damn, what a fucking loser. Oh, no, sorry. The warehouse fire. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm pretty sure it was the Palisades fire.
Okay, on May 6th, which is, that's yesterday. On May 6th, 2026, new information was released by federal prosecutors saying that Rindernecht, Jesus Christ, was distraught over a relationship with a former coworker, angry about not having any New Year's Eve's plans, fixated on Luigi Mangione, and had an obsession with fire. Court records confirm that Rindernecht searched for Mangione-related news using the search terms Free Luigi Mangione, Let's Take Down All Billionaires, and Reddit Let's Kill All the Billionaires. Where did this come out at? What was like the release for this?
Was this like a, is this an argument they're using
in court? Court files? Yeah.
Is there a link to the filings on this? I'm curious what these look like. Federal prosecutors say the man accused of starting one of the most destructive fires in California history was fascinated by fire and by Luigi Mangione, who became a populist hero to some after he was charged with murdering a health insurance executive. 30-year-old guy is accused of intentionally setting a fire in the Santa Monica Mountains, which later exploded into the Palisade fires, which killed 12 people and destroyed thousands of homes across the Pacific Palisades neighborhood of Los Angeles in January of last year. A trial memorandum released by federal prosecutors last week paints a portrait of Mr. Rindernecht. What is a trial memorandum? As in like a summary of like all the arguments that were presented, I guess, in the weeks before the fire, as a lonely and erratic man who was angry at the world, particularly the rich. Federal prosecutors say that in December of 2024, the month before the fire, Mr. Rindernecht had been living alone in an apartment in North Hollywood and working as an Uber driver. He's going to follow the case of Mr. Mangione, who was charged with fatally shooting Brian Thompson, the chief executive of United Healthcare. In the wake of the shooting, Mr. Mangione became a folk hero to some people who saw him striking a blow against the health insurance industry and its profits. Mr. Rindernecht searched for Mangione-related news using the search terms Free Luigi Mangione, Let's Take Down All the Billionaires, and Reddit Let's Kill All the Billionaires, according to court documents. When investigators later asked Mr. Rindernecht why someone might commit arson in the Palisades, he said it would be out of resentment of the rich, and he compared such a fire to the murder for which Mr. Mangione was charged. We're basically being enslaved by them, he told investigators. Jesus. Mr. Rindernecht was arrested in October and has been charged with 3 arson-related counts. He's pleaded not guilty, and his lawyers maintain the fire was sparked by fireworks. A fascination with Luigi Mangione is evidence for arson in the U.S. Attorney's office is going to need a much bigger court. Good one. Prosecutors pointed to other factors that might have affected Mr. Rindernecht's state of mind on New Year's Eve, just before prosecutors say the fire was set. Mr. Rindernecht was unable to secure plans for the evening and exhibited extreme anger, indignation, and frustration about that. According to an affidavit, he was upset about his relationship with a coworker whom he had dated earlier in the year. He shared information about his feelings toward her with ChatGPT more than 50 times, according to court documents. On December 30th, the woman asked Mr. Rindernecht for space. He then left her 2 manic voicemails, according to the affidavit. He reached out to 2 other people to try to make alternate plans, but neither came through. On New Year's Eve, he drove several Uber passengers who later recalled that he had been driving erratically, ranting about Mr. Mangione, capitalism, and vigilantism. He dropped off his final passenger in Pacific Palisades and hiked up a trail where he listened to a French rap song about despair. The music video for the song shows the singer lighting things on fire, prosecutors note. He was obsessed with fire, prosecutors say. A few months before the Palisade fire, he asked ChatGPT to generate images of people running away from a burning forest. On December 5th, he viewed images of a wildfire in South California caused by arson. On December 29th, he filmed fire engines leaving a Hollywood station and said out loud, presumably to himself, "They're coming for you, bro." Oh, he filmed fire engines leaving a Hollywood station. Okay, they're coming for you, bro, and warned himself to get his mind in order and not be liking this craziness, according to court documents. Prosecutors say that just after midnight, he lit a fire in the Chaparral and then repeatedly called 911. He watched as fire trucks arrived and took videos of their efforts. That blaze, known as the Lackman Fire, was not fully put out. It rekindled amid terrible winds 7 days later and became known as the Palisade Fire, as prosecutors say. One of the reasons prosecutors say it was so easy to narrow it down is because of the stark absence of fire pits in the Southern California area, with less than 2% of homes actually having a fire pit in their backyard. Did you know that? Less than 2%? Oh my God. Less than 2% of fire pits in their backyards? Really?
It's a leftist. It is. It's obviously a leftist.
For a Mangione, I'm pretty sure there was decent bipartisan. I'm sure.
Oh, a story just came out this week. Gotcha.
Sure, it skews a little bit more on the left, but I'm sure there was decent bipartisan support for him.
I'm sure it skews a little bit more on the left. Yeah. It's like twice as much.
Shooting and killing that the healthcare exec, which is not good.
If you look at the polling, it is more profound among left of center respondents.
It's not even. It's not even remote.
I would have to look at that polling. I feel like there was one poll done on this, and I hate this stupid fucking poll. It was like, what, like, do you think it's ever, the wording was vague enough. It was like, do you think it's ever necessary to engage in political violence, or it was something like that, or is it ever justified or something? That the answer to that question, if you really think about it, the answer should basically be 100%. Like, the country was founded on insurrection. Like everybody should agree that some kind of political violence is justifiable, assuming, like, if the government was coming to, like, steal your children, or if the government was coming to, like, you know, like, kill all the Jews or black people, or coming to steal your rights or your it's such a vague, stupid question. And it's like, what, like, it's so crazy to me that, like, at least for the conservatives, maybe on the left you could say no, but, like, for conservatives who are like, well, the main reason why we have the Second Amendment is to protect ourselves from a tyrannical government. Well, that's, like, that's political violence, right? Like, I feel like the question is so stupid.
100%. And at the end of the day, mm-hmm. like, I'm glad you guys can so always point to things Republicans are saying. And I'm
the answer is always going to be answered differently depending on who's currently in power. Yeah, probably. And your attitudes towards like the current administration, everything. I imagine that to be true. I understand how people engage with it in a little bit more of a shallow way, but it's just kind of silly to use it as evidence for like which side might be more radical or dangerous or likely to commit crime or whatever. Although I will say there is a complaint that I've had that I've said a billion fucking times, the left is more violent today than they were 10 years ago. And I think a lot of that framing is the sloppiest bullshit and the sucking off of these fucking loser rich kids like Luigi Mangione and all the billionaires are enemy. We need to go kill them all. I think it's pretty fucking cringe and stupid, but
never going to. You could list a million things that you find inappropriate or incendiary that a Republican mm-hmm. says, conservative says, and I could go on the list and condemn it with you very, very easily mm-hmm. because that's how I feel.
Doesn't
but
matter.
It's interesting how you guys are all constantly pointing to things conservatives are saying, whereas we can sit here and constantly point to things that leftists are doing that actually results in shots being fired and people actually getting shot. So it's not...
She's completely right about this. It's not even close.
Equal. The idea that this is a problem on both sides is equal. The idea that people...
It's a false equivalency that's being created so they can wash the problem away and act like they don't have to engage with it. Because if they say that, well, both sides are doing this, they can effectively say that they're free of guilt from encouraging it themselves because everybody's doing it.
Continue to say it is, and yet it's not any leftist podcasters getting shot in broad daylight in college campuses, thank God. It's
you guys
not
won't even
Biden.
Acknowledge.
It's-
like the, I mean, like, there have been multiple terrorist attacks either attempted or actually against, you know, Democratic lawmakers. I think I remember the Minnesota ones, but it's just such a, some people were like, I should have brought up the majority of left political violence over the last three decades or whatever has been left versus right. The reason why I don't bring that up is because no conservative believes that. They all think that all those cities are fake. And now the government has removed that from their own website. So I can't even really cite the government on that because the government doesn't even stand by it anymore because it was the Trump administration. So it's like, it's not even worth it. It's like
not Biden who was shot at three times. Thank God. Is it three or four? You're losing count even of how many times Trump's been shot at.
So you
can talk about words all day and words do matter, but then you have the real life consequences and manifestations of those words. And to pretend as if there's an equal playing field of violence going on, I think you guys are very lucky that Republicans and people on the right who actually own guns and know how to operate them are not just as incendiary as you guys, are not trending every other day on Twitter for how we need to take somebody out on the left. I think
he's completely right. 100%. Absolutely.
You guys are very and know how to operate them are not just as incendiary as you guys, are not trending every other day on Twitter for how we need to take somebody out on the left. I think
he's completely right. 100%. Absolutely.
You guys are very...
Did he say he before or she when we're referring to Blair? I feel like I would have caught it. I don't know.
Okay. Be lucky. And I think if anything, you guys really push it when you do incite all this stuff. And it's not just you because we don't need to make it just about you because it's clearly not. It's people like Hassan. It's...
Definitely Hassan. He? No, she? I might have said... I don't do the misgendering thing, by the way. Like, yeah, Blair White's like a trans woman. I don't do the, oh, I'm going to call them a he on purpose. I think I was thinking about something else.
That would be my guess, because I would have caught it earlier.
What was her name? Taylor Lorenz had a whole thumbnail about how someone needs to do it and like circled Trump, clearly, you know, insinuating assassination, hundreds of thousands of views. It's clearly an issue. And to deny that, I don't think that you have anyone's best interest or the country's best interest
is
either in denial of that.
This is just a very...
I hate these fucking lefty tanky fucks that count as my camp when they attack my party all day fucking long. Like, I'm really going to have to answer for fucking Taylor Lorenz here? Are you fucking kidding me? Oh my God.
Very unserious approach. There's a child's approach to politics.
It's an unserious approach whenever you look at the people that are actually committing crimes and making organized calls for violence and then acting on them. Whenever you correctly identify that the overwhelming majority of those things that are happening are coming from one group of people, that is a childlike response.
True.
Really?
True.
How about that?
An environment
and
in the United States
you're
right
serious
now.
By being
this
complete
is a
denial of what's
not
actually
about complete
happening.
Denial.
Let's let Stephen respond.
You look at the country where the president and your political party tries to be as maximally inflammatory at all points in time in the most egregious manner possible.
Well, apparently it's not working because conservatives aren't going out shooting people the same way that liberals are.
You're inflaming the other side.
They're not throwing firebombs at Teslas. Whenever Elon Musk went and said that Donald Trump was in the Epstein files and implied that he was a pedophile, no conservatives went out and burned down Teslas. So I think that there's like, because very clearly Elon Musk has had a massive break with the Democrat Party, and he's also had...
He came back into... Oh, massive break with the Democratic Party. Okay.
A massive break with the Republican Party.
For a bit, but he came back into the fold.
With the Trump thing. So why did one of these things happen and not the other one? It's obvious.
And then when people...
Well, so we're just ignoring every single piece of right-wing violence over the past decade? Is that we're just not talking about any of that? I think I bring up the Minnesota shootings.
But well, on the left, respond predictably.
When they respond predictably? What was the response? How was burning down Teslas a predictable response?
Democrats and leftists. I don't want it to.
Who's
going to
get the results
that it's constantly happening to you guys? It's happening one way.
What was, name me two.
Who wants to kill Joe Biden? The implication of that being that Trump, people want to kill Trump because he deserves it.
Because he deserves it? That might be in your mind, little bro. But the argument that I've clearly laid out here, I said maximally inflammatory, that when you get out and you poke and you prod and you talk about executing all your political opponents and you make fun of every political opponent that died, you say the Rob Schneider, Trump derangement syndrome, I'm glad Robert Mueller is dead, that when you are bragging about double tapping Venezuelans off the coast of whatever, South America, when you're talking about all these things happening, you have alligator Alcatraz, you make fun, you talk about these shithole people, you try to, like, when you're doing all of this shit, and it's like, damn, people really fucking hate me out here. What? Like,
that's the implication.
No.
Because tons of people wanted to kill Joe Biden. What do you mean? Do you think that, I guess we shouldn't have to see, why would we have the Secret Service for Joe Biden then?
Oh, that's why, if nobody went, oh, good point. Holy shit. That was a great argument. Good job.
If nobody wanted to kill him, let's just get rid of the Secret Service and save some money. It's so stupid.
Things that Joe Biden said that incited hatred in your heart.
Yeah.
Where you're like, God, I can't believe Biden said that.
I can't even think about what Biden said or didn't say. He was barely...
Exactly.
It's about, so this is the thing, you can put Trump in a bullseye saying stuff like that, complaining about...
Put Trump in a bullseye! Oh my fucking God! Oh my God, he's doing tricks on it, guys. He's doing tricks on it.
The COVID restrictions, etc. I mean, like,
those happened under Trump. Hello?
It's about, so this is the thing, you can put Trump in a bullseye saying stuff like that, complaining about the COVID restrictions, etc. I mean, like, again, it doesn't matter what Biden said, it matters what happened. And obviously, yes, Biden, I think generally didn't, I think everybody can acknowledge that Trump uses more incendiary rhetoric than Biden, but the reality is that it doesn't matter because Trump's rhetoric isn't working. You're not seeing conservatives going out there doing...
They did January 6th! That whole thing was on Trump's behest! You saw Tina Peters break into some Colorado bullshit trying to steal fucking votes!
He's mass
shooting. You got people signing up to ICE who don't even know anything about policing who are running around fucking killing U.S. citizens.
Shootings, but you are seeing liberals doing it constantly. Or not shootings, these mass, I guess, like riots and shit like this, right?
But well, yeah, you didn't have to say or do anything for 4 years.
Past 2 weeks that are like, holy shit,
this is the point. This is the
crazy.
Point. You hone in on people who are holding office.
You hone in on people holding office.
Okay.
The entire culture and the consciousness of the collective around you.
This is not a real conversation.
This is something that Destiny does, and he's trying to do this really, really hard.
Uh-huh.
Is he's trying to say that because Trump is divisive, that it's okay?
He's just divisive.
For the entire Democrat Party to have collective violence and unrest. That's basically what he's saying. He's saying that because Trump says things that make people mad, that somehow is equivalent to burning down buildings, destroying property, and being violent.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it.
Meet famous supporter of the BLM riots, Destiny. That's me. Yep.
POE has a new banner picture on Twitter. Oh, really? Are they doing something different there? Yeah, it's so embarrassing to see that happen. And, yeah, I think if you get mad, that's on you. Yeah, I mean, obviously. Oh, that is. Holy shit. That looks fucking badass. Goddamn. And if that's a new class, I'm playing it. I'm going to tell you that. Yeah, I'm going to play it. And that's it. How can people even talk to Destiny? Well, again, like, I'll respond to things like this that people like to say, but yes, Trump also never calls for violence. He just insults people and wishes they'd be put in jail. Well, it's overwhelmingly, like, again, you can't hand wave all the actual violence that's happening by
all
saying, but
the
Trump
actual
said.
Violence. Mm-hmm.
You just can't do that. You can say that both of them are bad, but they're obviously not equivalent.
Obviously.
Whenever you have a mass group of people that are going out there and violently attacking police officers, ICE officers, anybody else that's disagreeing with them, this is clearly worse.
the police officers that are just disagreeing with them. Holy shit, bro.
Than anything that anybody is saying. That's the problem. I wish Trump was the monster Democrats make him out to be. Yeah, so do I.
Jesus Christ.
What about is always cringe? Yeah, exactly. And because they know they can't defend it. And
it's
embarrassing to see this happen, but there's a lot more of it. And what is this here? Is this fan-made derangement syndrome? What is this about me? Tecton was right. Hassan derangement syndrome.
Oh, that
syndrome.
Was it? Did I even get my response in there? Was it even in that clip?
What about his always cringe?
Yeah, oh, exactly. 333. Yeah, oh, that was the only
clip. You said something. I got to go through some other stuff. We've got presentational left-wing violence follows mainstream leftist red.
Okay.
Crazy. Ninja. Okay, what am I then?
You a cousin fucker.
Okay, I mean, kind
you
of.
You get it? The Dante line? Not
oh,
bad.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, wait. You're tapped in.
Yeah, that was a Dante reference.
What else?
Chat, guys, the reality is that Destiny doesn't have enough clout to debate the High Lord Hassan anymore. Hassan only debates people that are about 1,000 viewers under or 200,000 viewers above him. The range always goes past him.
What about Asmund, though?
Asmund Gold? No, he doesn't want to because being so alive and logged is kind of seen as detrimental to his stature, the Lord Hassan.
No, it's because he thinks he wouldn't win the debate. That's why.
That is. But also, Hassan would get obliterated in a debate with Destiny because Destiny, the reality is that Destiny resources this shit.
Also.
You can say Destiny's a fucking cuck or whatever you want. Yeah, probably all true. Anything you can say about Destiny is all true. But when you get him locked into a debate, the guy will sit down and actually read expert bullshit fucking like far-fetched, correct, like intergalactic information
good evening, Mr.
that only
correct
he has somehow, right? And he's gonna fucking knowledge check.
This just means the basic stuff in the field that anybody that actually researches the topic we know about, by the way, but that's okay.
Yeah. You into oblivion. And
I'll take the compliment.
Hassan's information base is Twitter and post-it notes. Like, brother, please. Like, it's not all that always does. Only Twitter.
Well, it's not.
He just yells over.
Oh, who's the other guy in the call? Oh, the yells over memes every time.
It's not only that. Like, so as we learned, we expected like a honest conversation, but it's not.
What's
it's all like debate tactics. It's jumping over
that's
things
Jesse?
And bringing irrelevant references up. And if he gets you on a reference that has nothing to do with it, people stick on that and you lose credibility for everything else you're telling the truth about, right? Destiny plays that game better than him. So that's why he doesn't want to get into a battle with Destiny, because he plays the game Hassan plays better than he plays it, right?
It's crazy to me how like informed somebody can sound while just being so clueless. Like, I know he got these talking points from somebody because even Hassan doesn't debate like this. Like, I don't debate like this. I'm usually pretty lenient. If somebody makes a mistake, I'll grant it or whatever. And say, okay, we move on. But even Hassan doesn't debate like this, like trying to catch somebody on like a small error and then like harping on that or something. I don't even know. This is just like a random talking point that floats in the ether about debate bros or something. Are these Asmongold talking points? Oh, okay. I haven't listened to Asmongold talk about debating or whatever.
There is no real conversation. Like, if you get into a conversation with anyone political, you're not actually having a conversation. You're pretty much having a bullshit off. Who can bullshit the other better, like using debate tactics? That's what it is. And that was the mistake that we made. We thought we were entering an honest conversation where we're going to just talk and just keep it right casual.
In religion, it's called dogma. But, what is it in?
Yeah, but in reality, it's who can use debate tactics to, you know, jump through the hoops the right way and, you know, get the other in the gotcha moment.
Oh, even somebody like
gotcha
on my notes?
Moment has nothing to do with the subject matter, right? That's what Hassan does, but Hassan knows that Destiny does it better. It's not about actual like subject material.
We're all here.
Does that make sense? And we learned that the hard way.
We learned that the hard way. Sure. When did I debate? How many debates have I had with Trainwreck? What is he? Is he even referring to like a particular debate or something?
I actually agree with that.
You need to just bring the Scuff podcast back.
That's not true. I don't even know if I actually listened to what he said that way.
With Destiny and a call and then just go crazy.
Asmund's already admitted why he doesn't want to do it. It's literally what I just said. There is going to be no conversation.
He has to dick ride Asmund Gold, I think. Ugh.
It's going to be debate tactics, right? Which it isn't like the traditional honorable debate. It's you know, it's the bullshit. It's like the rat shit. I can't explain it to you. Like, if you know, you know. It's really that simple.
Oh, for sure.
Oh.
Hmm.
All right, all five of us are here. What game are we playing?
Bro, is this Destiny's fucking notes? This is fucking insane.
Wait, what?
It's not even. This is like maybe a year's worth of serious note-taking, if that. Because since the lawsuit, I haven't fucking done anything now.
Bro, I've not seen this.
Yeah, wait. I don't understand.
It's the map of his fucking notes. Like, look at this shit. Boy, see this? Bro, yeah. look how many fucking indexes they have on this fucking dog shit.
Yeah, I mean... Does he lose debates often? Or, like, never?
I mean, kind of, like, never, but it's... they're basically able to have world views, so those are, like, kind of subjective, you know what I mean? What's that?
Yeah, this shit is nuts.
I mean, like, besides the subjective ones.
Oh, thank you. Oh, well,
that's true. I never lose debates, actually. True.
Like an example would be like imagine you and I were arguing X, right? And I was like, you know, here are the statistics that prove XYZ is a violent religion, right? Hear me out, right? And then you respond, can you even name 5 cities in this country? And then you can't name it.
Like what? Like, it's just such a crazy... It's crazy to me how confident people will assert shit like this without just knowing anything about anything. Like me talking about like what makes a really good quarterback in the NFL and just like, I don't know. Like why, like Train doesn't do any of this. So why even have an opinion about it? Why just say, I don't fuck all about this shit. So that's it. Like name 5 cities. If you really believe it, name 5 cities in this. Can you name even 5 cities? Like,